Welcome to the Killer Frogs Campus Tour Podcast. I'm Nathan Cross, your host, and I am once again joined by JD Andrus, my co-host. How are we doing, JD?
Hey, I'm doing good. Excited to be here, Nate.
Yeah, I mean, we got football later today. Not sure when this will be released, but go Frogs on that. And we are super excited to have Jessica McAllister from the equestrian team on. Jessica, how are we doing?
We're doing good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the equestrian journey and, like, how you came to TCU and just a little bit about everything.
Yeah. So I'm currently taking my fifth year here. I'm doing my master's in business analytics. I did my undergrad here as well in allied health. But I was recruited to TCU my junior year of high school and have been loving it ever since.
Very cool. And, like, tell us a little bit about, like, there's two reigns of, like equestrian, I know, like two different sides of it.
Yes.
Tell us about which one you do and tell us about what that means and, like, everything about that.
Okay, so on the equestrian team, there's Western and English disciplines. Within that, the Western, there's horsemanship and reining, which I do both. And then on the English side, there's flat and there's fences.
Okay. And, like, so when you decided to come to TCU, what were, like, some decisions that, like, led you to come to TCU? Because there's not a lot of equestrian schools, but there's a good amount of schools within the area. I mean, there's SMU, we don't like them. And there's other schools like that, but, like, what led you to come to TCU?
So TCU is actually the first campus I ever visited. I came and my visit was quick. I just did one day. I met with coach, met with all of our supporting staff, and I just felt at home at TCU. And I actually had a visit scheduled at A&M the week after, and I was, like, ready to commit to TCU, like, right away, but I was like, no, like, I'll go, like, scope it out. Went to A&M, had a good visit, but I just knew TCU was where I wanted to be, so I committed here, like, 2 days after.
Yeah, so you actually just talked about the coach, Haley Schofield. Mm-hmm. What's it like having her as your coach? She's obviously great at what she does. She's, I believe, an 8-time Big 12 Coach of the Year.
Yeah, she is.
So what's it like just learning under her?
She's awesome. She is a great head coach, and, like, I've got to interact with her a lot, especially the past 2 years being one of the captains for the team. But honestly, I probably communicate more with our Western coach, Melissa Dukes. So she's the Western coach for horsemanship and reining. And so Coach Schofield is the primary coach for fences.
I want to know a little bit more about, like, how y'all compete and stuff, and, like, I know, like, y'all have different types of scorings and, like, different horses y'all ride.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work? And, like, are there, like, how do y'all choose, like, the roster? And, like, how do you determine that?
So the coaches put together a roster. So on meet day, there will be 20 girls competing, 5 for horsemanship, 5 for reining, and then 5 for fences and 5 for flat. And so the coaches will send out roster the day before the meet. And then for most of our home meets, it's a random draw the night before. So we'll be paired against one girl from the opposing school, and we'll compete on the same horse. So the draw is completely random, so they'll pull random horse and then random competitor. And then it'll be like, you'll find out if you're gonna show first on that horse or second. And for Western, the scoring starts at a baseline of 70, and the judges will plus or minus maneuvers in the pattern, and then that your score, typically the reining stays between, like, it will only go, like, to 70, 74 unless you're in the penalty box. Horsemanship, I mean, we've had several high scores. There's I got an 80 one year. That was a really high score for me. But so the scoring baseline is 70, and it's the judge's preference to, like, how much they want to plus and how much they want to minus.
Let's just take it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. How did you get into equestrian growing up? Like, what made you stay with that? What, you know, just talk us through just picking this sport as yours.
So I've actually been riding and showing horses since I was, like, very little. Both my parents and my grandparents are horse trainers, so I grew up in this world, and I have loved doing it, and I was so lucky that horses brought me to TCU, and I just, like, have really enjoyed it and have gotten to meet so many people through it, and it's just been one of my passions.
Like, going from, like, the horses that you know back home, mm-hmm. Riding them your whole life probably, and coming to TCU riding different horses, mm-hmm. What was the difference in that, and how did you like adapt to changing from horse to horse?
Yeah, so competing in school is very different than competing outside of school. So growing up, I had a couple different horses that I competed on, but the school horses, they're all donated to the schools. So they've been donated for a reason. And so it's tricky. Like when on meet day, you only have 4 minutes to figure out those horses. And for home meets, like there is like a home team advantage, but at the same time too, like the horses on meet day are very different than they are like just in everyday practice. So it's kind of just like when you get to school, you have to figure out how to adapt to that horse and get it through the pattern to the best of its ability, not necessarily the best of your ability.
Are the horses on scholarship?
well, we have to feed them and take care of them, so kind of, yeah.
Cool. Like, what is a daily, like, training schedule look for y'all? I mean, because y'all's facility is off campus,
yes,
obviously. Yep. Like, do y'all travel in the mornings, afternoons? What do y'all do?
So, we just moved to morning practice.
Okay.
So, we actually have, we have lift Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m. So, we'll lift, and then we'll typically go home, get breakfast, change, and head out to the barn. Some girls have 8 a.m. class, so they'll be in a practice that's later, but it's like a 20-minute drive out to Burleson where the barn's at, so it's really not that bad. But coaches send out like set times. We'll practice for about an hour once we get to the barn, try to get there early to get the horses tacked up and get everything ready.
What's a meet day look like? Like what's a like what do you do on a meet day to be able to get prepared and everything?
So for home meets, we get to the barn around 6:30. We usually start around 10 a.m. for the meets and like a hard set time. So we get to the barn, there's like assigned jobs normally, like if the horses need exercise. The girls on roster are not allowed to ride or sit on a horse, but so they'll maybe take the horse out for just a lunge, which is stretch their legs, or they'll be getting the horses like groomed and tacked up and all of that. And then we do our 4 minutes. So the first set of riders will do their 4 minutes on the horses, and then first rider in at like 10 o'clock.
What do you do to like get prepared though, like before meet? Do you do anything just different?
Yeah, well, so normally we get the, we'll find out which horse we're gonna compete on the night before. And so I will like go through, and since I am doing my fifth year, most of the time I've shown the horse before. So I'll kind of go back and watch my video and kind of see like what went well, what I need to work on, what I need to pay attention to. And then I'm very much the type of person, like I'm locked in on meet day, where I just like, I get to the barn early and I kind of just like have that quiet time before all the rest of the girls show up. And then until I get on the horse, like I'll help the girls and whatever they need to, like I feel like everybody has like a different mindset, whether they need like you to kind of boost them up or if they just need to be left alone too. And so we try to figure out like what everybody needs, and I just try to like support the girls. And then once I get on my horse, I'll kind of like lock in and kind of figure out like what the horse needs. So it sounds really weird, but like there's some horses that you get on and you can tell they're like very anxious, and you have to kind of like figure out how to like calm your own nerves and slow your heart rate, because horses, like, they can feel your heart rate. They can feel your emotion and everything. So I try to take that into consideration once I get on the horse. And then in my 4 minutes, I just try to figure out, like, what, like, buttons do they have? How can I ask them to stop? Like, what works for them? And I'll pay attention to, like, when the horses are warming up, like, we have our warm-up riders warm the horses up. And you can kind of see like maybe what the horse is struggling with that day or where they feel comfortable, and kind of, you just like watch that and kind of be like a student of the trade and then take that into consideration once it's your time to compete.
You mentioned warm-up riders. So are these athletes on the team?
Yes.
And they're like, so it's pretty much all hands on deck when there's, it's
a
meet.
Absolutely. Everybody has a role on meet day. Even if you're not on roster, like you have a job that is so important. And like, it's so fun too, because like outside of school, it's a very individual sport. So coming to TCU and or coming to college and being on a team, I mean, like we have 40 girls that are cheering for you when you're competing, and it's like the best feeling in the world. And so whether you're cheering as loud as you can, the goal is always to lose your voice by the end of the day. So it's whether you're cheering or you're warming up a horse, like everybody's role is so important.
So with like 40 girls on the roster, obviously you're in your fifth year, you're a captain. Mm-hmm. What do you tell the underclassmen? And like, what's your advice to them as they come to college or step on campus? What are you telling them to help them?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing, especially since this, we actually just finished our first week of practice and lift and just getting into the swing of things. The biggest thing is not to get into your own head. Like, you're here for a reason. Like, coach recruited you. Like, it's mainly take the time to like ask questions, ask the girls that have been here for years. Like, we want to help each other. And like, the horses are quirky. I mean, they've been donated for a reason. So don't be afraid to ask, and like, what works well for the horse. Like, how does the horse need to be warmed up before you're going to have a good practice? And also, like, at the end of the day too, like, one bad practice isn't going to ruin anything. Like, as long as you're taking into consideration and you're constantly learning, that's all coach is looking for.
Do you have a favorite horse?
Oh, absolutely. Well, okay, so I have a lot of favorite horses. So for horsemanship, I have shown Jake a lot, and I really love him. He's just like a gentle soul. We always joke that he gets a little nervous, so if you like pet on him and give him treats, like, he's like the sweetest horse. And then in the reining, Brittany, she is one of our mares, and same thing, like, she just loves, like, if you pet on her and like spend time with her, like, so I love them.
So when y'all, what's the daily care? Like, you mentioned the horses, like, people take care of them and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there days that they're like not prepared, the horse themselves, or is there a day that you can't ride them for some reason? Because I know horses sometimes get into weird like funks. How do y'all manage that if like you can't ride them that day?
Well, so it depends. Like, you can kind of tell, like, say you get assigned a horse for practice, coach will send out which horse you're going to ride the day before. And if you get in practice and maybe the horse just is feeling a little sore that day, like, you'll stop, have a conversation with coach, kind of figure out like what's the best next step for that horse, whether you get off and go get another one or you kind of let it stretch out and like work through it. And also, like, if the horse comes out and has a bad attitude, or, you know, like, I mean, some days we just have those days, then you kind of figure out like what you need to do, whether it's like, oh, do we need to get through that? And maybe they're having a little bit of like a temper tantrum. Do we get through that? Or is it a day where you take a step back and evaluate and maybe they'll come out better the next day?
So obviously you said coach submits the roster, everything. That's how you find out if you're riding in the competition. Yeah. What is that selection process? Is it like a week by week process that she selects, or is it kind of like you know who's going to be riding at every competition for a little bit?
Well, it is week by week. I mean, the roster can change any time, but normally coach tries to be pretty consistent with it. The past 4 years we've had a pretty consistent roster, but there's always room for, like, if a girl has a really good week, I mean, there's always room for them to move in.
Starting off a new season coming up, when did y'all's first meet?
We have our first meet is against SMU on September 20th. We'll do a scrimmage before that. It's just like a purple and white scrimmage, kind of see where everybody's at and figure out. It helps the freshmen a lot to kind of see how meet day will run. But our first meet is September 20th.
And what does that meet look like? What do we know about SMU and like, how are y'all feeling about that one?
We're feeling pretty good. So the last time we went against SMU was in Nationals and we lost them in the championship round. But I mean, I think on both teams, we've had girls that graduated and left, and like some that stayed for a fifth year. So I feel like it'll be a really good meet, tough, but I mean, at the end of the day, I think we can persevere through it.
Okay, so obviously everyone knows Battle for the Iron Scale with TCU football. Yep. But like the second biggest SMU rivalry is you guys.
We have our own little skillet.
Yeah, do you really? Yeah, we do. That's awesome. Yeah. So is it like, because obviously a question is very small knit kind of community. Mm-hmm. Is there a rivalry between you guys as a student athletes too? Or is it kind of like a budding thing? It's just more the schools.
I think maybe the schools and maybe like on meet day, there's that just like, we're all competitive, but we all grew up showing horses together. And so we have that background with each other. And so we are friends, but also on different teams. So like we are competitive, and like on meet day, it's like tough as nails, like locked in. And then like after meet day, like we all joke and laugh together. So it's, you see both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned like you knew a lot of these girls growing up. Like, did you know people on the TCU roster beforehand?
Yeah.
And did that lead to any of your decision coming here?
Actually, so one of the girls, she just graduated, but her name was Georgia. So we actually toured Texas A&M together. And like I knew, we grew up showing horses together. But I committed first, and I like told her. And then I was really excited when she committed as well. But then there also Shay Graham, like there's videos and pictures of us running around to Oklahoma City at the horse show, like as little kids. And like some of the girls, like the minute they committed, I like reached out to them and became really close too.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
Well, it seems like a close-knit community, like within the horse, like shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think the difference is for y'all sport? Like, it seems like more of like, it's an individualistic sport, but like y'all come together. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think just like being the college format, like being in a D1 program, like bringing the girls together, and like you are on a team. And so the scoring, so like on meet day, so I'm against the girl on a different team. And if I get a higher score, I get a point for my team. And so those points add up. And at the end of the day, you want to be the team with the most points. But before school, you're kind of like, the way it works is you'll compete in a class, so like horsemanship, for example, but you're competing on your horse and the judges place them. And so like you're really only competing for yourself.
So, okay. So we talked before we even started recording kind of about Rifle a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities between you guys and Rifle, that like it's a very individual sport, but it's also, at the end of the day, your scores add up to be a team sport.
Yeah.
Are you guys like close with any of the other all female sports too? Like, mm-hmm. Because I know it's a little bit harder because you guys are out in Braylesen all the time, but
yeah.
How often are you guys communicating with the other, you know, smaller, lesser known sports that maybe deserve more recognition, like you guys and Rifle, that are always competing for national championships?
Yeah, so we do, so actually freshman year when we were living in the dorms, a lot of the athletes were in, well, I was in Moncrief, and so there was a lot of us there, and it was really fun because when I came in for my freshman year, it was COVID. And so we were kind of like doing online classes. We didn't really get to go to class, but we met so many people, and I became really good friends with some of the girls on like the swim and dive team, who I've been friends with them like even since, like they're graduated now, but I still communicate with them. And there's also a dining hall in the athletics. And so we all get to kind of like mingle there and like talk to each other. And at the end of the day too, like when you're talking and you're like learning more about these sports, because I never knew much about Rifle, and I was talking to a girl at our end of the year banquet last year, and I got to learn more about it, and it was kind of like, oh, like she wanted to come to one of our meets to see what it was about, and like we were talking about, we wanted to go to one of the Rifle meets too and see what that was about. And so we kind of like, everybody wants to support each other and just like learn more about it, and so it just, it's fun.
Do you think that's a TCU dynamic, or have you heard of like other universities doing this? Do you think it's just because like TCU is a close community? Mm-hmm. Because I have noticed like being on campus, athletes are really close and they know one another. So like, what do you think the difference in the culture is at TCU?
I think because TCU has like, is such a smaller campus, we get to see each other a lot more, whether it's having dinner or just like having class together and like seeing each other, like walking through campus. I can't speak for other schools, so I don't know exactly how it is. I think athletics is pretty like tight-knit at majority of schools, but at TCU, I will say that we are constantly supporting each other, and they're trying to get, like they'll do a lot of events where like we'll show up to like women's basketball games and as like a team, and so that's really fun too. So we get to support each other.
Okay, so I kind of want to touch on my last question, but I don't want to get you in trouble with how I'm going to word it. But,
okay.
You know, you guys are obviously always competing for a national championship, one of the best programs in the country. Mm-hmm. Same with Rifle. Women's basketball is on the upswing this year. Is there any, I don't want to say animosity, but kind of just like you wish more people would know about your sport, especially from TCU, and show up for you guys?
I think it's hard because we are off campus, so we're like 20 minutes away, and a lot of our home meets are on Fridays or Thursdays. But so our spectators, like, there's not a lot of people that come out to the barn, but you'd be surprised how many people, like, even in class that we've had, like, our classmates, if the topic gets brought up, they're really invested, and they're like, oh, like, I saw you guys on, like, the TCU Athletics, like, page, their Instagram or something. And so I think it's just, like, a lot of people don't know about our sport, but once we get, like, we start talking to them about it, and they get really invested. And I love having, like, explaining them that to people, explaining what exactly equestrian is, because it's not even that people don't want to know about it, it's just that they haven't been around it at all.
Yeah, like, going off of his question, like, what do you think would be, like, some, like, ways that, like, you could get more attraction to y'all's meets? Like, mm-hmm. how could we push it out there? Like, is there a way to get scheduling? Like, do we look online?
Mm-hmm.
How does parking and everything work? We want to know the whole setup so people can go out.
So our schedule is posted on TCU Athletics. If you just search up TCU Equestrian Schedule, it'll pop up. We have a lot of home meets. We are both like fall and spring, so we have home meets in both. We also have, we compete at the stock show, actually right down the road here in Fort Worth. And so that's really fun because a lot of people can come out and they'll do like TCU Day, like you wear purple, you can get in for free. And, like, I know a lot of the girls, we try to post on social media and, like, tag TCU Athletics and kind of get that it out like that. So I think social media is a great platform to use. And just, like, talking to people. Just being like, hey, like, we have a meet this week. Like, come out if you can. I know my roommate, Peyton, we've been talking to our friends in our master's program. And since we don't have class on Friday, they all want to come out and support, which is going to be really fun.
So you guys are in the Big 12, mm-hmm. but a different kind of Big 12.
Yes.
There's a different team that's added in there. It's Fresno State.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's just you guys, Fresno State, Oklahoma State, and Baylor.
Yep.
Can you just talk about having a conference that small and just like, mm-hmm. does it kind of make every conference match that much more important?
It does. And so we'll go against each of those schools typically twice during the year. We'll compete once at their place and once at our place. And then for Big 12s, which Big 12s is actually at our place this year, so come out. It's going to be awesome. We've already been, like, working on the facility and everything, so it's going to be really fun. But it's kind of like, so for Big 12, the way it works is the first day, they'll do the bracket. So one, the top-ranked team will go against the fourth-ranked team, and then two versus three. And so they'll run those meets, and then the winners of those will compete the second day for the finals, and then they'll also do the two teams that lost, they'll go against each other too. And so it kind of works like that. But I mean, as far as like the Big 12 conference, I think it's nice that we get to go to, like, we'll have our own home meets and we get to go to the way meet, so we kind of get to like see their horses, figure it out. Because for Big 12s, all four, well, except Fresno because it's so far, so Baylor, OSU, and then us at home, all those horses come. And so it's like a random pool. So normally we'll be riding like unfamiliar horses for the Big 12 championship.
This past Big 12 championship, mm-hmm. beat Baylor in the first round, then yes. lost to Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
Did that, you know, obviously it was not a big upset, but an upset for Oklahoma State beating you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Was that kind of like a heartbreaker? Or did it just fuel you more going into the national championship?
I think it was a heartbreaker at first, and then it was kind of like, it did fuel us for the national championship, because we were like, it's not over yet. Like, we still have a lot left, and I mean, we got to nationals, and we were like, determined. And so I think if originally it was a heartbreak, I mean, we lost that day, but then we used that, instead of letting it like tear us down, we used it to build us back up.
Like, what's one goal for this season? Like, if you could pinpoint one thing for yourself, mm-hmm. and then for the team, what would that be?
For the team, I think we can all agree we want some rings. That would be awesome. I think just, and like as far as myself too, we're going to use the meets leading up to Big 12s to learn and to grow with each other and kind of figure out each other as a team. I mean, we have a new team. We have new freshmen this year and some transfers, so it's kind of like you figure out how to work with each other, how to get better, and then hopefully we can peak at Big 12s. And we get to Big 12s, we handle Big 12s, and then we move on to nationals. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We want to stay exactly where we are, one meet at a time.
Where's your favorite place that has your favorite horses besides TCU that you've competed at?
Okay, so I really like the horsemanship horses at OSU. I really just like, I get along with them. And then, but I really like the reiners at Baylor. So it's kind of just like, I don't know. But it's also a random draw because you never know which horses are going to be in. So there might be a really nice one, or there might be one that's just a little greener and that's still learning. And so you never know what you're going to get on meet day.
Like facility to facility, are they all tend to be outdoor, or it's like some of them like indoor arena set up? And like, what is that the difference? Like, what difference does that make to the horses and everything?
So most schools have indoor and outdoor arenas. Fresno primarily just has an outdoor arena. But I know OSU, Baylor, and TCU, we all have a covered and one that's not covered. And so I think the biggest difference is just like, if it's raining one day, the weather makes a big difference. So, I mean, we've competed in the rain. It doesn't stop us as long as, like, the conditions are safe. If there's lightning, we're not allowed to compete. Or if the ground's too slippery for the horses, we don't want to put them in any, like, anyway. But I think I know there's some people that, like, they prefer to compete inside. But I sometimes like showing outside because it's just really fun. It's, like, outdoor setting and you get, like, the sun. But there's really not much of a difference.
Everyone knows the TCU equestrian team by the game day outfits you'll wear. Are they comfortable?
Surprisingly, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just because I've been wearing them like for my whole life, but yeah, they are.
And the hat, like that's I assume that's custom fitted everything.
Yeah, so the TCU's hats are custom because we have the purple piping on them. So they're really cool.
And do you guys have the TCU boots as well?
Yes, we get boots from Rod Patrick's.
Okay, yeah. That was because Rifle gets a pair of those, and those are so sick.
Yeah, they are. When I came my freshman year, I was so excited because I have our initials on them too. So
that's really cool. Were you just wearing them through the soles, just wearing them everywhere you went?
Yeah. For the first like year or two, I like refused to wear them. I was like, I'm gonna keep them up so clean. I'm not gonna bring them to the barn, and then I broke down and wore them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do y'all determine what y'all are gonna wear, like what colors and stuff? Like, who determines that? Does coach determine that, or?
We have a conversation about it normally, whether it's coach and I, or she'll ask all the girls too and be like, do you have a preference whether we wear, we usually have like a purple shirt and a black shirt. So she's like, which one do you want to wear? And if we have like, say we have a double header, maybe we'll wear one shirt for the first meet and a different one for the second meet. If we're outside, like, we'll usually kind of take that into consideration, too, just what's going to look best in the arena.
Which one's your favorite combination?
Okay, I love our new purple shirts in the raining. I think they look awesome. And then the horsemanship, we wear our black shirts, and it just makes all the girls look really good. And they have the frog eyes, too, on the front. It's kind of cool.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
God, TCU has such good uniforms for everything.
No, it really
not does. Football anymore.
Not football anymore.
But
can't throw a lot of shade at them, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the colors in general are just great. But like looking back, like you're a fifth year now.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, I mean it goes quick. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite memory of being at TCU, being with the equestrian team? Give us like your best memory.
That's so hard because I think it's just fun, like, every day just getting to practice with each other and, like, just, like, spending time with each other. But also, like, on meet day, getting to, like, we yell so loud for each other. I mean, like, megaphones out sometimes, just yelling and just, like, even if you're not competing and you're just, like, standing in the bleachers watching, like, I think that energy is, like, insane. There's nothing else like it. So I think anytime we get to be together and cheer for each other, like that's my favorite thing ever.
So those that like want to come to a meet but don't really know much about equestrian, how easy would it be for someone to go out there and actually be able to understand what's going on at the meet versus because is there anyone or anything there that's able to help them understand what's going on while at the meet?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just like we have so many parents that come. And they are more than happy to explain what's going on. And, like, any of our, like, just, like, talking to people, because that's a thing. Everybody that's there, you kind of get to spend time with each other and kind of just, like, talk to each other. And I think just doing that and asking questions, like, anybody's more than happy to answer a question. So if you come out there are people there that will show you where to park. And then you can go, and there's two arenas. So there's, they normally, we have the Fences Arena outside. So they'll jump there, and then they'll move inside for the flat, which is in one of our smaller covered. And then we'll do the Western events in the bigger, larger covered. And so you can kind of walk through the different arenas. But yeah, if you just ask anybody, they're more than happy to answer any and all questions.
Yeah, I mean, like, because, like, if you take me out there, who knows nothing, I'm going to be really confused. So it's very helpful for somebody to be there that knows what's going on and everything. Because, I mean, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I find women's TCU athletics more, like, appealing right now to me. And you just got to be able to, like, look at it and see all the accomplishments that y'all have done in the recent times while the male athletes are kind of struggling. I'm just going to say that right now. I'm just going to say that, but I love supporting all TCU athletics, but I want to start supporting y'all and, like, get more people out there. So, like, I think it's huge that we get the following to the women athletics as rightfully deserved. But, like, looking to your first meet, we've already asked this question, but, like, something different, like, what do you know? Do you know what horse is yet? You don't. It's a random draw.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about, is it here or there?
So the first meet is at home.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll be using our horses.
Okay.
And we have some horses that normally go in meets, but we have some new horses too that might go in, but we're not really sure what the horse roster is going to look like.
Okay, so y'all haven't determined the horse roster yet?
Nope.
Okay. And is that a trainer decision? Is that y'all's decision?
It's normally coach's decision at the end of the day, but she'll talk to the girls too. Like, coach is very much like, she wants to communicate and hear, like, our input too. And so we'll just figure out, like, maybe what horses are the best fit for the school that's coming. And if we want to throw in a curveball, you never know.
Okay, we've asked your favorite horse.
Mm-hmm.
You like... Fate of the world's in your hands. You have to pick one event, and it has to be your best event. Which event is it?
Okay, so I've definitely had a lot more success in the horsemanship. I didn't do much reining before I came to TCU, and then I started doubling, and I added the reining my sophomore year. And so I'm a little newer to that, but the horsemanship, I've definitely had more success in.
You've been doing that since, like, young age?
Yeah,
and,
yeah, okay. Yeah, forever.
Mm-hmm. Like... Did it change any, like, coming here, that part of it, horsemanship? Did it change, like, the rules or anything?
No, the rules didn't change, but it's almost like horsemanship's very much on, like, body position and how you sit and how you connect with the horse. And so you want to sit perfect, but also you have to, in the school setting, it's like sometimes you can't sit perfect in order to get the horse through. Like, it's kind of finding that balance where... How can I make this look like the easiest thing possible, even though I'm, like, barely holding it together?
So, going from, like, at a young age to now, and then, you know, starting your fifth year senior, mm-hmm. everything that's happened, like, if you could take, you know, one meet back that mm-hmm. you've ever had,
mm-hmm.
and just redo it, which would it be?
Like, a meet that, like...
Either you just,
I
like...
I had a really good ride, or a meet that I had a really bad ride.
Really bad one.
Really bad ride.
Yeah.
It
doesn't even have to be a bad one. Just like a mediocre one that you wish you would have done better on.
Yeah. I think the ride that comes to mind would be Big 12's my freshman year or my sophomore year. I'm blanking. It was the last Big 12's that we had at home. And we were in the finals. And the horse I was on was really tricky. And I went first on him. And I think I rode really smart, but I think I wish that I pushed it a little more. So I would love, if I had to go back and redo a ride, I think that would be the one.
How often do you find yourself now just being like, oh, I wish I had done this different? Or is it like now that you're experienced, you're just kind of like, once the ride's over, it's over?
I constantly go back and rewatch my videos just because I might show the horse again. And I'm like, what can I do to make the ride better? Even if I won on the horse, like, how can I... take what I learned and, like, make the next ride even better and get a higher score. But I definitely go back and rewatch everything and kind of, like, pick through what I like and what I didn't like, whether it's how I'm sitting or how I communicate with the horse.
And then you say, like, at this point, you pretty much lock in on, you know, meet day.
Yeah.
But compared to freshman year, are you just as nervous now, like, before your first ride? Or is it pretty much just, like, all the nerves have been gone for a little bit?
I think it depends on the day. So, equestrian is definitely, like, a big mental game.
Yeah.
And so, my freshman year, I definitely was, like, really nervous. Like, I was still figuring it out. I didn't quite know, like, I didn't have a good game day routine, I'd say. Now, I, like, understand, like, what works for me. Like, how can I get in the mindset that I need to be to have a good ride? And so, I think that's a big difference. But, I mean, there's some days where I'm like, oh, I'm a little nervous. I've never shown this horse before. But maybe one of my teammates has. So, I'll make sure I'll go and I'll ask questions and be like, or I'll watch their video, too, and kind of see what happened in their ride.
Any idea who's going to be the biggest competitor this this year? Have y'all looked into that, or does it matter? I mean, week to week, it could be different because it's just depending on how you ride. But is there somebody who stands out of the teams?
I think our biggest two competitors have been OSU and SMU. And I think we're kind of maybe at the same point right now where we lost some girls on the roster. I think probably SMU is probably our biggest competitor. I think maybe just from nationals, we have that. We want to come back and we want to beat them. So I'd probably say them.
All right. You have to give, there's like only one thing you can tell people to come out to the meets. What's the one thing that you, is your selling point to get people to go out and watch you and the team compete?
Mm-hmm. You get to see horses. You get to see horses. You get to see us ride and it's fun. Like the yelling, the cheering. I mean, there's not very many sports where like the horses have a mind of their own. Like it could be interesting.
Yeah.
It could be really awesome, but even if you don't know what you're doing, it's still like really cool to come watch.
Well, I mean, I know I'll definitely be at one of them and I hope to be at the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we find you on like social media and stuff? Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure people want to follow you. Do y'all have social media accounts for equestrian? Just let us know everything so we can follow you and support you like you deserve.
Well, follow T2 Equestrian on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it. And then for me personally, my Instagram is Jess_McAllister13. So feel free to follow me. I will be reposting and sharing like when we have meet days. And normally on meet days too, they'll do like clips of our rides and to go back and rewatch like little clips and see how the day went.
And one last time, when is that first meet?
September 20th. First SMU at our place in Burleson. Please come out and watch. We would love the support.
It's the Iron Skillet weekend. They play SMU. Football plays SMU the next day.
It's beat SMU all week.
Yeah.
It's SMU hate week that week. You heard it here first. But we were super thankful to have you on, Jess.
Thank you for having me.
JD, you got anything to close it out?
No, I look forward to being at a meet. I'm trying to be at every home meet since I'm covering you guys this year. And, but Nate and I, I'm sure, will be at the first SMU meet and look forward to it.
For sure.
Awesome.
But we'll conclude that. But we'll give it all three of us, we're going to give it a Go Frogs. Go Frogs.
Go Frogs.
Go Frogs.
There we go.
Stanford. Please.
Please.